Governor Mark Gordon invites the public to attend the first annual Forum on Conservation in Dubois later this month, and to help fund conservation with the purchase of his wild bison license he's again donating this year. This is the Wyoming Outdoorsman. I'm Ray Hageman. Governor Mark Gordon, alongside the Wyoming Game and Fish Department and many of Wyoming's conservation leaders, invite the public to attend the inaugural Wyoming Sportsperson Conservation Forum, May 22nd at the National Museum of Military Vehicles in Dubois. The event will serve as a platform for discussing the state's most critical conservation issues while fostering a comprehensive exchange of ideas among Wyoming's leadership, stakeholders, and conservation groups. The forum will feature an exploration and discussion of a range of pressing topics, including invasive species, habitat conservation, wildlife crossings, mule deer management, and public involvement in wildlife policy. Gordon says Wyoming sportsmen and women appreciate conservation fundamentally, and they understand the challenging nature of some of the most complicated topics when it comes to wildlife and habitat. But he says Wyoming sportspeople also have the desire and ambition to confront these challenges head on with the aim of making things better. The event is open to the public and free of charge. Due to limited space, interested individuals must register in advance. Lunch will be provided to attendees. In-person attendance is encouraged. For the sixth year, Governor Mark Gordon is donating a wild bison license to support Wyoming's wildlife conservation. The license will be issued through a random raffle open only to Wyoming residents. Tickets are $10 and can be purchased on the Wyoming Game and Fish Department website. There is a limit of one ticket per person. The raffle winner will receive a 2024 wild bison license, but must still purchase any additional stamps and applicable licenses. Proceeds from the raffle sales will go to the Wyoming Governor's Big Game License Coalition and help support efforts to sustain Wyoming's wildlife. Only Wyoming residents are able to purchase a raffle ticket. They must be eligible to hunt big game in Wyoming and meet hunter education requirements. The wild bison license is non-transferable. Hopeful hunters should review the bison hunt areas on the Game and Fish website. The raffle closes June 14th. The winner will be announced June 21st. The Wyoming Outdoorsman is a program produced by the Wyoming Game and Fish Department in Cheyenne, Wyoming. Thanks for listening. I'm Ray Hageman.